I've got a beautiful sister standing next to me. Is your mic working? Can you check your mic?
Hello?
Okay. Do you want to introduce? Oh, you stand here. Let me stand here. Okay. All right. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Good afternoon, church. My name is Dorcas,
and
I'm a student. I'm a student.
And what do you study?
I study biomedicine.
Biomedicine?
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, so that's Doc. Please, let's with Miss Dorcas. Very welcome. And, you know, earlier in the year, we had back-to-back 21 days of decluttering. So we had a decluttering of our minds. We went through things that are lodged there. We don't know. Trauma. And those 21 days, it was like a therapy. And, of course, using biblical principles. And one of the youngest people on that program, 21 days, was Dorcas. And we did the second 21 days, so we made it 42. And Dorcas was there. And since that time, anytime I remember Dorcas, I remember Isaiah chapter 11 from verse 1. By the way, what happened to you during those 21 days of decluttering? Can you remember?
I remember how it made me realize how clawed my heart actually
Please, can
is.
Can you give her the highest volume possible? Yeah.
So it made me realize how flawed my heart actually is. And
it made you realize how
flawed my heart is. Flawed. Full of flaws.
Oh, I thought for a minute you were speaking Italian.
Oh, no.
She speaks Italian. Please greet them. Greet our Italian audience.
Ciao, come state?
Say it again. No, they didn't hear. Look at the camera.
Ciao, come state?
Ciao, come sca?
Come state?
Okay. Tell them that God is going to speak to them right now.
Hey.
lo italiano speak it.
Dio parla alle tue persone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, it made you realize how flawed your heart was.
Yes.
And was it helpful?
Yes.
And this is unscripted, right?
Mm-hmm.
One or two things you learned in that time.
Okay. So I learned to continually ask God to change my heart and also not to depend on my heart to make decisions or to do anything, and to continually ask God for direction, because if I follow my heart, as the world says, I'm only going down a lane of destruction.
Wow. Okay. Now, let me read Isaiah 11 from verse 1. I'm reading from the King James Version. It says, "There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." Verse 2, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins." Verse 6. "The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the young lion and fatling together, and a little child shall lead them." When I read this scripture, I remember you, Dorcas, and I know God has laid a word on your heart today. And I thank God that your testimony is real. thank God. Your testimony is sure. We have seen you grow before our eyes into the beautiful woman of God that you are today. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Please let's bow our heads as we hear the word today.
In Jesus' name, Lord, we come to you today as we are. And, oh Lord, we come with our hearts open to your word in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we do not lean on our own understanding, but, oh Lord, we lean on you, oh God, to give us understanding on the word today in Jesus' name. And, oh Lord, help us and guide us in Jesus' name. And, oh Lord, help our ears, oh Lord, to be open to your clear instructions in Jesus' name. And, oh Lord, as I'm going to be used as a vessel, Lord, use me as a vessel to impact your word into each and every one of the lives in this place and online in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Good morning, church. Or good afternoon now. And I'm here to share a testimony, but also share my life to an extent. And so I start around May. I was busy with many exams, and also it was a very busy time because in my course, between second year and third year, there's a placement year. And in this placement year, you basically have to go out yourself, apply, and then you wait for the employers and everybody else to get back to you. And I was applying and applying and applying. And it was almost getting draining, and especially with all the work that I have for my course, on top of all the applications that I was doing, and always weekly meetings with the career people, I got to a point where I was like, Lord, if you don't want me to do placement, like, it's okay. Like, I'm so stressed. I'm so tired. Like, everybody has gotten the placements around me. It seems like it's only me getting rejections all the time. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Is it my application, or is it I'm not skilled or qualified? I don't know. And so God really brought me to a place of genuinely waiting on him and being patient. And it is really important to be patient with God and not rush God. And I feel like in a way I was rushing God. I was like, Lord, by May 15th, I must get this placement in Jesus' name, because I know you are real. I know you can do it. There's nothing you cannot do, right? But in a way, I was putting God on a timer. But God makes all things beautiful in his own time. It is not in our own time. It is not when we say, Lord, okay, you must come through today right now. But God will show when he wants to show his mighty power. And I really had to learn, what is the fear of the Lord? And what does it mean to me? And how can I apply it in this situation? And I realized that for me to genuinely say, Lord, I fear you, I have the fear of the Lord in me, it also means to respect and to honor what God is saying to me in that specific time. And also for me to wait on him for the clear instruction. And during that time, I realized that I was doing everything, all the application, everything, but I actually never said, Lord, where would you want me to apply? Lord, what do you want me to do? Give me understanding of the times, of this time specifically. And God was really making me more patient and really making me more, to make me endure, and also make me realize that as much as I may be qualified, it's God that qualifies. And there's not much I can do in my own power but to rely fully on him and to genuinely trust him and to trust that his counsel will stand in my life. And also, when we talk about the fear of the Lord, it also means that, Lord, I know who you are, and I also respect you and reverence you enough for me to sit down and hear what you have to say to me. And sometimes I feel like I am saying, yes, Lord, I have the fear of the Lord. Yes, I stand by the word of God. Yes, I do. But whenever I ever just stopped and said, Lord, what is your instruction for me? What do you want me to do in this situation? And realistically, even in our lives, when we go through problems, when we go through situation in our lives, we may go to somebody that may have gone through the similar situation or somebody that knows what we're going through and sit them down and be like, I'm going through this. Can you help me? But we do that to somebody that we respect and that we know that of their reputation. But we know the reputation of God, that he knows the beginning from the end, and he is the one that created us and makes all things work out for the good of those who love him. And so I was like, so, well, okay, this means that God loves me, right? But it also means I love him, okay. But am I genuinely respecting him enough to wait and say, Lord, I'm going to hear you. I respect what you have to say to me in this situation. I respect your advice to me in this situation and your clear instruction, and I'm going to wait on you. And so the Holy Spirit led me to a 21-day fast, and I was like, me, I've never done this before. I don't know. Is 21 days not too much? Like, just me? No, no friend, nobody supporting me. I was like, but Holy Spirit is our supporter, is our helper, is our advocate. And so I relied on the Holy Spirit through those 21 days. It did not even feel hard. It was such an ease. And I just knew that the Holy Spirit was guiding me and he was helping me. Because even the times where I was like, I'm hungry. But I was like, let's turn to the Word of God. You know, what does the Word of God have to say? And the Holy Spirit led me to read the book of John. But not just read it, but to genuinely study it. And so many things that I picked up from the book of John. And the fear of the Lord was genuinely one of them. And humility. Humility, it means to also be humble. Yes. But also to realize that, God, you are higher than me. And I respect what you have to say to me in this situation. So I'm going to sit down, wait on you, and listen to you. That is humility. But also to realize that, Lord, I need your help in this specific situation. Because sometimes we always go, Lord, I don't need you. I think I'll be fine with this one. Yeah, you know, I have people helping me. I'll be fine with this one. I don't need help for God. But humility is genuinely realizing that you need God's help in that specific situation. And acknowledging that you need God. And how many times have we acknowledged that we need God in many different areas of our lives? And I had to realize that, Lord, I need you in this situation because I am not a failure. And I will not be put to shame because the word of the God says the righteous will not be put to shame. So I knew that I cannot be put to shame. It's not me that will stay back and do my third year while everybody else is doing placements. And I know the God I serve. And I know that I fear him, and I'm willing to wait on him. And through that period of waiting, the Holy Spirit taught me so many things. And one of the verses that stood out to me was Proverbs 9:10. And it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy Spirit is understanding. And I'm going to read 11 and 12 as well. For by me your days will be multiplied, and your life will be added to you. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. If you scoff, you bear it alone. And so for me, wisdom is also realizing that, Lord, I need your instruction and I need your help in this specific area. And so when we say, Lord, I respect you enough to sit and wait on your instruction through the fear of the Lord, it is the beginning of wisdom. Asking God for counsel and in obeying is really important as well, because we hear different things and we say, okay, Lord, yes, I think this is you speaking. Yes, I'm going to do this, but it is actually obeying as well and actually going forth to do it. So like in those 21 days, I was like, it's 21 days? I mean, I can do 7, right? But then I was like, okay, I will stand by the word of God. And also, through those 21 days, it changed my perspective on a lot of things. And it brought me back to focus on God. And sometimes when we're waiting on the Lord for specific instructions, we tend to focus more on the problem rather than the problem solver, which is Jesus Christ. And so it is important that let us focus on what God is saying in that specific time and not be drifted away by all the things people are saying, by the situation itself. And so even when I was waiting for God for this placement, I was focusing on my exams and focusing everything else. And like I was, as a leader in a fellowship, I was still like leading and still delivering the word. But I felt like God was not exactly my focus through the whole situation. And in Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. All other things will be added unto you. But what do you have to do first? You have to seek him first. So in all we go through, let us make sure that we're seeking God first. He is our main focus in all we do. You wake up in the morning, let him be your first focus. Lord, I focus on you today. Lord, I seek you first today. Help me today. In every area of our lives, let us make sure that we're asking God and we're making and we're asking God for everything, and we are seeking Him. Because it is through that the fear of the Lord in us will grow, and also we will be wiser. Because if you're wise, it says here, if you're wise, you are wise for yourself. You are wise for your own good. It is not just for, for other people. Yeah, it may be for other people, yes, but it is mostly for you. So when you ask God for, when you're waiting on God for specific instructions and for God to guide you, it is God asking you to be wiser, but also God giving you the advice for you to be wiser. And you can only be wise if you meet with someone wise. God is wisdom. God is wise. So let us, in that situation, let us move with God and let us focus on Him. Let us seek Him first. And one of the other things I also learned was to trust in God. Sometimes I feel like I was trusting in my own abilities, in what I could do, in the career advices, you know, they got everybody placements, they helped them. So I was relying on them, I was trusting them. I was like, yes, I trust them. Well, could I genuinely say that I trust God with all my heart in that specific situation? For God to come through for me in that specific placement, I could not say I did. And in Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Do we always trust God in every situation we go through? Because it's easy to say, but it's not easy to do. And it's important that we trust in God with all our hearts, not some of it, not a part of it, but all of our hearts. And trusting God is saying, Lord, I know that you have the best for me. You know what is best for me. And I trust that your counsel will stand in my life. And I know that all things work together for me because I love you. But I must know that all things will work together for me as I am loving you, as I am trusting you. And trust is one of the things that I even really struggled with people, because everybody, you know, everybody is my paddy in university. Everybody is my friend. But it is hard for me to genuinely say, I can trust you. Because as I remember during the Sunday schools, when they were talking about trust, and one of the things that stood out to me was when they said, you are trusting the God in them, because it is God that is unchangeable, that is unshakable, that He does not change. That's why you are trusting Him. You are trusting God's character in them rather than trusting them. And I have to realize that I am trusting God's character, God's reputation, and what God has done before, and I know that He can do it again. But then I have to reflect, how many times, what has God done in my life before that I have genuinely trusted Him with? So why am I not doing the same now? What is stopping me from doing it? And it was almost a form of pride, like, yeah, I know God has done this before, but I think, yeah, I've prayed to God about it, so, you know, God will help me, but I've not genuinely fully surrendered the situation to God and said, Lord, help me. Lord, I fully surrender the situation to you. I am fully focusing on you in this situation and seeking you deeply. And also what I had to realize was when we're asking God for specific instructions, it is important to also wait on the Lord and respect God's timing and not put a timer on God. But also while we're waiting on Him, what are we doing? Are we reading His word? Are we genuinely hungering to get to know God more? Or is it just, Lord, I need you to help me with this. What should I do here? But every other day, you know, the Bible is just, you know, collecting dust. And you are not even praying. You are not seeking God. But through that, through waiting on God, keep seeking Him. Keep knocking. Keep asking. Keep getting to know God more. Learn about God more. One of the things that has genuinely changed how I view the Bible is genuinely looking at the Bible and say, okay, I am reading to find out more about God. Not to know Genesis to Revelation, but to know about God's character, to know about who God is. And through that, the fear of the Lord in me grows because I know, wow, I am just in awe of all the things that God has done. And I know that I can do even more because the Lord can do immeasurably more than we may ask, think, or imagine. So what are we imagining? What are we even thinking? And I knew even through the placements as well. I was like, yes, God can do it. But in the back of my mind, I was like, I don't know. You know, I'm not too sure. So even my thinking, you know, it was not aligning with what I was praying about and what I was waiting on God for. So let us make sure that even our thinking, what we're thinking about, is aligning with what we're asking God's instruction for, and that we believe fully what God is telling us in the specific time. And one of the verses I like to read as well is when it comes to humility. John 3:30, and it says, "He must increase, but I must decrease." And when, during my time of waiting on God, I did not realize that I was not exactly humble. That in a way, I had a form of pride in me. And pride, you know, shows in many different ways that we not even know at all. And so when we're saying, "Lord, you must increase that I must decrease," I'm like, why must I decrease? Why must he increase and I must decrease? I don't quite understand that, you know. And then the Holy Spirit gave me more understanding, and it is God increasing in you and your fleshly desires, that thinking of, okay, I can do it myself, I am independent, that all that decreases, and God's word increases in you. The knowledge and you acknowledging God in all the situation increases in you because you are in awe and you acknowledge who he is, and his character genuinely comes out as you humbly walk with him. But what does it mean to genuinely humbly walk with God? It means, and I like this illustration of God being my friend, and God is our friend. And so as we're walking with him, we're talking to him, we're waiting on him for instructions. And I can remember sometimes even when I go through something, I may ask my friend, "Can you advise me on this situation? What should I do?" But do I do that with God? And so I had to think that, I had to sit down and say, "Lord, this is what I'm going through. I need your help in this specific situation. As I'm humbly walking with you, Lord, open my eyes of understanding. Show me what to do." And as you see in Micah 6:8, it says, so in Micah 6:8, it says, "He has told you, O man, what is good. What does the Lord require of you except to be just, to love, and diligently practice kindness, compassion, and walk humbly with your God, setting aside any overblown sense of importance or self-righteousness." I'm reading the Amplified Version. And you see here, humbly walking with God, what does it mean? To set aside any overblown sense of importance that you may have of yourself. So setting aside any idea that you may say, I am that girl, I am that man, you know, I can do this. But setting aside all those ideologies and just walking with God, and any sense of self-righteousness, you know, I am a Christian, I am doing this right, I am fasting, I'm doing this, I. God is, we are the righteousness of God. It's not that you made yourself righteous. You know, you come to him in your imperfections, and he, the perfecter, worketh perfection in you. It is not the other way around. You don't go to the hospital to get healed after you are fine. You go when you're sick. So we come to God as we are and walk humbly with him. It is not, you know, puffing up ourselves and any overblown sense of importance that we have of ourselves, but saying, "I am nothing without you, O God. I need you. I'm going to diligently practice seeking you and walking with you in every situation. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding and what I think is right or what I think is wrong, but I'm going to lean on your understanding. I'm going to wait on you for this specific instruction about this specific situation." And as I continue to wait on the Lord and continue to learn more about what it means to be genuinely humble and the fear of the Lord, and as my fast came to an end, I can just thank God for him sustaining me and for his guidance, and just can give all glory to God. A week later after the fast, I got a call. I got an interview. And even during the interview, the Holy Spirit already showed me all the questions that was going to come up. And all the questions that came up, I already knew the answer. And I even watched a few videos like, oh, this is how you should answer this question. But the Holy Spirit said, no, don't say that. And he just was speaking through me. At some point in the interview, I was just laughing. And the interviewer was like, wow, you're so happy. I said, yes. And he was like, wow, usually at this stage, you know, some people are trembling, they are crying. And I said, me, I'm happy. I was smiling through the whole interview. Because every single question that was just coming up, the Holy Spirit already revealed it to me. I even already practiced it with the career people as well. And I can just give all glory to God, because I knew that God was with me in that interview and God helped me through the interview. And then a week later, I got the job and it was just like a dream. And I was just like, thank God. And as I round up today, one of the things I genuinely learned is to trust the process. But also trust the processor. Trust God. Trust God. Trust the one that is processing the good works in you. Even in the times where it seems like everybody is ahead, just trust in God's timing and trust that God will come through for you. But also in that time, wait on him. Seek him. Get to know him. Get to know his character. Who is God to you? And I have to really redefine, because one of the questions that the Holy Spirit asked me was, who is God to you? And I pondered on these questions for nearly a week, because I didn't even know who God was genuinely to me. And so redefine who God is to you through his word and abide in his word. Don't give up, because God has not given up on you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.